failure over Denver this weekend.
231 passengers and 10 crew members were on that flight, some watching the fire in the engine and pieces break away. Boeing says that it is suspending all operations of the 777 plane that has that Pratt & Whitney 4,112 engine. It also says it supports Japan's Aviation Bureau for doing the exact same thing for that country.
Fox's Alicia Cunha. The Supreme Court won't stand in the way of former President Trump's taxes being turned over to a New York State prosecutor.
In an unrelated case, the former president did get a minor Supreme Court victory today. The justices, without comment, rejected Stormy Daniels' appeal to revive her defamation lawsuit against him.
Fox's Dana Perino. Daniels alleged the two had had an affair in 2006. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a frontal system moving through the state today. I think the shower risk will exit the state by early afternoon, and we'll see some improvement later on. Mild day today with a high around 64. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low 36. Tomorrow and Wednesday, two beautiful late February days. I think there'll be a lot of sunshine. The warming trend continues. 67 tomorrow, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We now know the name of one of the two pilots who died in a training jet crash Friday in Montgomery. The U.S. Air Force identifies the instructor pilot as 24-year-old Scott Ames Jr. of Indiana. The second victim is a student from the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force. Their name has not been released. Montgomery police have made an arrest after a body was found Friday afternoon. Police say 49-year-old Terry DeGruz was found in the 2400 block of Highland Avenue. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say 46-year-old David Rabin is now charged with murder in the case. And state health officials say last week's winter weather delayed COVID-19 vaccination efforts across the state. State health officials say they've rescheduled appointments and the delayed vaccine shipments arrived a few days late. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finance. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey,
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on 231 in Wetumpka for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Urbanite, who's been quite patient. How you doing, Urbanite?
How you doing? You know, I was sipping my coffee and I took a spit take when you said AOC was a broad. Actually, AOC is a chicken head.
Ah.
See, there's an Urban Dictionary difference between a broad and a chicken head.
Yes. I'm not aware of this vernacular. Teach me.
A broad is a very smart woman who can, like, keep up, you know, mm-hmm. keep up with the men. She's the broad, you know. She's Miss Kitty in the room. Okay, a chicken head, well, we're going to leave that there. Anyway.
So is it kind of like a cabbage head?
As brilliant minds coalesce. Yeah. We were talking about Joe Biden and the address, his State of the Union address.
Yes, yes, yes.
So there hasn't been one. Have you noticed that?
No, he's supposed to do it tomorrow night.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
I'm telling you, he's gonna start it at 1 o'clock, and he's gonna put it right on 1:15.
By the way, corn pop is a myth. I've queried buddies from Philadelphia to Los Angeles, and I don't know no street brother named Corn Pop.
Never heard tale of Corn Pop?
You would have thought Corn Pop would have been internationally known or famous. His cousin, if that's another thing, you know his cousin would have claimed him on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, like...
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, he was.
I think what it was, he meant to say popcorn. But it came out Corn Pop because you know how he's wired. But you and I both know there's no way in the world there was somebody named Corn Pop and none of his cousins have claimed him yet. Anyway, y'all have a nice one.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Now, here's a story. Now, first off, Bill Gates. Does Bill Gates have enough money where he can hire a spokesman to push Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Because Bill Gates representing Bill Gates is not serving Bill Gates well. Every time I see the guy, and there might be a good idea from the Gates Foundation, Bill comes out to sell it, you're like, oh no, kill me now.
He's one of those people just that out of touch.
Like, where's the shotgun?
Yeah. He thinks the world really wants to hear from him.
He's just, oh.
And I'm sure there's someone in his circle going, hey, Bill, we really need to contract this out.
Like, you be Mr. Money. You can do things behind the scenes. You want to manipulate people's DNA and RNA. Go ahead. Like, we'll do all this for you. But when Bill sells Bill, it's like, I don't want any. I am buying. Stop selling me. Shut up, nerd. That's how I feel. But here's the latest thing. The Gates Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has donated over $140 million. It's not about vaccines. Not about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about computers. You know. $140 million to a group called Pathway.
Okay.
Now, what does Pathway do? Well, it's a critical social justice math curricula is one of the things Pathway pushes. In particular, Pathway is called for pushing out racism, which I don't like racism. In fact, I abhor racism. I mean, I'm sure, like, I'm not a fan of it.
No.
But, don't so it's like, where is this, like, how do you want to push out racism? But they go on. They want to push out, quote, unquote, racism from math. What?
From math?
Is it like those old nursery rhymes that used to be racist and they updated them? Where they're old, like, word problems? Like those old Disney cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that with the... Wait, no. This group that the Gates Foundation has donated money to says math is racist when things like showing your work or getting the answer right are required.
Joey?
What? Now, this is coming from somebody who's not the greatest mathematical mind of our generation, if any generation. Like, I'm not even mentioned. Like, it was like one of the... I hated showing my work. I was not a fan of math.
I agree.
I got to about trigonometry, and I'm like, I'm done.
But you never could write in because I know.
Right. But they're now claiming at this group that, requiring students to show their work or actually get the answer right is racist.
See, that's...
They suggest that mathematics is used to uphold capitalist, imperialist, and racist views. Requiring students to show their work reinforces worship of the written word, as well as paternalism, the group claims.
What group is this?
Arguing that students should be allowed to draw pictures and make TikTok videos about math problems instead.
What group was this, Joey?
They're called Pathway. They received over $140 million from the Gates Foundation.
Oh, well, there you go. Math is science. Right?
The group even, hold on. The group even argues that teachers should praise students who use incorrect problem-solving strategies in mathematics, claiming that the concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false, and that such attitudes perpetuate objectivity as well as fear of open conflict. Well, you're not going to be invited to my Euclidean geometry problem, then.
I don't want those guys bouncing my checkbook.
Like, what the hell is that?
How can Bill Gates get behind that? They don't want anybody to be as smart as him?
That just seems like you're trying to destroy young minds and teachers' minds and everybody. And it seems like a new pathway to a paternalism based on just, we have the numbers, we have the institutions, get in line, 2 + 2 = 5. Good God. Well, what do you mean by 2? Or 2 or 5. What do you mean by this postmodern bull crap? Morons.
Dumbing down, baby.
Cooper, welcome.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of things about Bill Gates that gripe me.
Sure.
Number one, he's portrayed by the media as a genius. And mm-hmm. He is not. He's a very smart guy. He and a couple of other guys came up with this disk operating system, which, you know, by today's standards is like a Model T. And he rode the Microsoft stock into being a billionaire. That's about all he's done. And the second thing that gripes me is when he gives, like you said, $100 million or $200 million or whatever, it's just so wonderful of him and his wife. Him giving $100 million is like me giving 50 cents. Right. It has absolutely no effect on his lifestyle. He is somewhere between, I haven't checked lately, but somewhere between 75 and 125 or 100 billion dollars. if he, you know, could liquidate all his stock. So he could give away 80, 90 billion and still have 10 or 20 billion. So, you know, it's not, not apples and oranges when he gives away some money. And I think if he's such, you know, a big liberal and he believes in all these liberal causes, why doesn't he give away 99% of his wealth? He would still be a billionaire, and he couldn't spend it. You know, you can only drive one car at a time, and you only eat one steak at a time. So I really get aggravated when people praise Bill Gates.
Oh, right. Yeah. And, you know, I like billionaires when they actually accomplish things with their money. But when it turns into, I want to control everybody, that's...
I'm sure he's contributed to some good things.
Sure.
A lot of things that I'll... But when he gets praised for giving away, you know, I think he and his wife have pledged to give away $30 or $40 or $50 billion from their trust fund when they die. I mean, they want to control it up until the time they're dead. But even then, you take $30 or $40 billion out of there, and there's still $60 billion. So I don't know. It's just one of those my little pet peeves.
Well, amen. Bill Gates gives me the creeps, man. When I watch the guy present himself and his ideas, he just, I'm like,
yeah. Steve Jobs was a genius.
Yeah,
but Bill Gates is no Steve Jobs.
Well, Elon Musk is too, for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. He's a kooky one, but he's one.
Well, I think Gates is very much like Bezos. Like, they had a great idea. They're very successful with that idea. And they ride it. And that's the deal. And all of life is like this. If you are successful in one way, you'll have more opportunities to succeed in other things. It's just there's going to be exponential.
I don't begrudge him his money. That's great. But don't walk around saying how you're holier than thou.
Right.
And you know so much more than everyone else because you made a bunch of money.
It's just...
Hey, enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper.
Love you, bud.
And I'm still just bumfuzzled by this. Like, I'm looking at the actual literature of this organization. EquitableMath.org, dismantling racism in mathematics instruction. Well, I'm sure my teacher over at Catholic, Mr. Fry, Bernard Fry,
Bernie,
who I remember looking at one of my classmates, Mark, said, Mr. Fry, you ever listen to Parliament Funkadelic? And Mr. Fry says, What do you know about Parliament, Mark? And then he'd look at my good friend Troy Maxwell. Mm-hmm. But instead of calling him Mr. Maxwell, he'd call him Mr. Massey. I don't know why.
I see.
We don't want no drama, Mr. Massey. This ain't TNT. This was back when we were... I wonder what Mr. Fry would say about showing your work as racist.
How is it racist, Joey?
No, this is just the larger trend. Of every aspect of life must be shot through with this critical race theory crap.
But I don't see how that's racist. Joey, I want you to show me how you got the answer.
Right. Well, but you got to find the best possible way for the student. Well, and it's the bigotry of low expectations, too.
There you go.
Like, this is bonkers crap. And it shouldn't be
absolutely
in any classroom.
Down,
or I'll put it this way. It wouldn't be in any classroom I would send my children to. That's absurd. Straight up absurd. And of all the things that can be, let's say, perverted by ideology, the most immune is probably math. Well, you know, the people that are like the top mathematicians, those are the people literally with the highest IQs in the world. Doesn't mean they're like good people.
No,
but it means
just they got math.
This is a very rarefied area where not your average bear can compete in the highest levels of math. Right below them are physicists.
But math is pure.
Well, think of it this way. Like the Soviet Union, even in like Soviet Russia, shot through with ideology. Everything had to be about the party, and the party was always right. Even their physics and math was still pretty good because you can only screw up physics and math so much.
Yeah, okay.
But you just have to wonder, why is this being pushed so hard? It really comes across as using racial identity to push socialism.
Yes.
And there are some folks who did that in the past, by the way. And it's an ugly outcome, even if you're doing it in the name of anti-racism. Pushing class or social division and strife and criticism on the basis of race is not a good road to go down. Stereotyping, not a good road to go down. And questioning basic practices, like, you know, showing your work and algebra. Instead, let's use a picture or a TikTok video.
Well,
not a smart road to go down.
I don't understand the TikTok video. What's it going to do? Is it going to show you how to show your work?
Well, those start clapping, you know.
Yeah.
You've been showing me some TikTok videos lately.
I'm sorry. I just stumbled upon it, and it's an evil devil out there.
Yeah.
It's a great way to kill
it's
time.
A Chinese communist plot, as far as I'm concerned. Very much like soccer was a Soviet plot. Let's go to Robert.
Hey, man. Nah. Show your work. That's what you got to do. I mean, math and science, that's right. You've got to show your work. That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
I know. That's what I don't get.
I mean, kids today, they're dumb as a bag of hammers already.
Yep.
And not showing your work, that just makes no sense to me.
But also, when you, I remember this from showing my work, when I got a problem wrong, it allowed the teacher to go back and look at where I made that mistake and identify that with me. Hey, Eddie, this is where you messed up.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
It just blows my mind.
Well, and this is like one of the most, and this is what they want to get upend. This is like one of the most basic things. Go read Plato and Socrates. One of the first things they're teaching kids is how to do geometry and math. And they're asking questions so the children learn to do it themselves and show the work literally drawing on the ground.
Right.
It's like, this is the most basic thing across many cultures, by the way. Like, you know, the concept of zero and Arabic numeral, so to speak. Like, what the hell are they talking about? And I'm sure the Chinese commies teach all sorts of math, probably better than we do. Like, this is nonsense. I'm looking through the actual literature, too, just making sure this article...
Yeah, is it right, Joey?
Yeah, this is absurd. Straight up absurd.
Maybe that's part of the big plan all along.
Yeah. Is
if you don't show your work, if you just... Kids are not learning anything in school. They just get dumber and dumber. And before long, you take away technology. When you take away a kid's technology, how smart are they then?
Well, also, let's say that the government all of a sudden says, Joey, you owe us $10 million. And you say, well, show me on paper how I owe you that money. Oh, well, because we said so.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can go to equitablemath.org if you want to read it for yourself. Good God. I appreciate it, Robert.
What a treat.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Robert.
That's insane. The party is always right, and this new wave of anti-racism must be always right.
Hey, Eric.
No, the elect, the more equal than you, who are enlightened with the secret knowledge, and they can see all these different barriers. They can see all these tools of oppression and control that you just can't see. Like, how did you come up with that answer, young man? Listen to the violence inherent into the system.
I just
what
get
in
this
the
joke.
World? 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville at 2092 Fairview Avenue there in Prattville, right off of the I-65 exit. Why don't you give Dawn Sexton, the physical therapist there, a call? You work with Dawn or her physical therapy assistant, Nancy Alexander. And right now they're giving free balance tests. 595-9990 is their number, 595-9990. And once you get that free balance test, you'll know where you're at. Because sometimes you can be more off-kilter than you realize. You might be favoring one side. I know it could be a lifetime of your knees, your ankles are just giving out. Maybe you unfortunately suffered a stroke. Could be even be a minor stroke, but you lose peripheral vision that can upset your balance. You lose control of one side of your body, so you favor another. All sorts of things can ruin your balance. And they're at Physical Prattville. They're able to correct that for you, get you your confidence back so you know that you're sure-footed. They have state-of-the-art technology. I love, in particular, their walking track where you're strapped into a harness so you're not having to worry about falling. Then you can test your walking up steps on different stability boards. You walk over foam to get the same sort of simulated feeling of sand or soft ground. They also have virtual reality therapy and testing. So it's like you're playing a virtual reality game, but you're doing physical therapy on a particular thing, whether it's vertigo issues, eye issues, vision issues, or maybe problems with your knee, ankle, lower back. They can solve it there at Physical Prattville. So call them today and tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon and ask about a free balance test. 595-9990, 595-9990. That's Physical Prattville. Physical spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. Check them out today.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, you're reevaluating, reinventing, rethinking how you do business. And if you're paying too much for Spectrum, maybe it's time you reconsider your provider. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and get 2 months free on WOW Business Internet for just $49.99 a month. Save even more with a phone line. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and together we'll reimagine what your business can be. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1-hour loan approvals. That's right, 1-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, Eddie, just gut feeling.
Yeah.
Do you support the idea that the Alabama legislature should be able to call itself into session if need be?
Yeah.
I do too. Then how about the idea of limiting the emergency powers of the top public health official and the governor? It would set a cap. I believe this is Whatley's bill that was introduced a while back, and they're trying to reintroduce it. Essentially be like a two-week limit on their unchecked powers, and they would have to get legislative approval.
I don't have a problem with it.
Nor do I, but I think my dad's listening right now. He used to say, man, you're moving like a herd of turtles. Well, that's what Governor Ivey had to say about these bills.
Is that
when
right?
There's an emergency, you can't have a herd of turtles deciding, you know, making decisions in the midst of an emergency.
Well, here's an idea or thought. Mm-hmm. She gets 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If they haven't voted on it, you just make another proclamation for 2 more weeks. It doesn't stop the process, does it?
Well, there are ways around it. But no, it would. It'd say your emergency powers are no more. I guess right. You could declare another one.
Yeah. Well, then you're good for another 2 weeks.
But
come on, you know how this works.
I am very much in favor of any measure like this because we should never go back to lockdowns ever
Agreed.
Again. Ever again. Even the minor ones we had here in Alabama. No. This is a poor approach to this problem. And actually, it's a fairly newfangled approach to this problem. We can go into the whole history, how it's put on the shelf there by the Bush administration. It's juiced up a little bit under the Obama administration, and they trigger it. And lockdowns is the way to go. Not the right approach. And I think this is why the corporate press is so strongly going after Florida.
Because they didn't lock down as much, and they're being incredibly successful.
Yeah, in the last few months, Ron DeSantis and team has decided to go a different way. Well, mm-hmm. Which is actually a way also backed by science. Look up the Great Barrington Declaration. In fact, there are a lot of scientists all over the globe that are pushing back on these things, but they don't get the press. And they're not the great Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, said that, well, we might be back to like normal if everybody gets vaccinated by, like, 2022. After you get vaccinated, it's probably safe to hug your family members. Who the hell are you, Fauci?
He's the highest paid government employee we have.
I thought being, a free human being means you can assess your own risk and then make your own decisions. When do we become such sheep in the face of the experts? All this claptrap.
I ain't no sheep.
Well, I know you're not.
I'm more of a goat.
Oh, could you baa for me for a second?
I'm more of a goat, Joe.
272-9228. Let's just see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jack. Hey, you missed the whole segment on how math is racist.
Who is?
Math. Not a person. How math is...
Math in school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, how they're teaching math is racist. For instance, emphasizing getting the right answer and showing your work. That's racist. It's not inclusive enough. And you need to present more examples of
people with queer identities and people of color who have practiced math in the past as examples for children.
The first one you do is going to be you're a racist.
Yeah, this is all off of equitablemath.org, and I wouldn't be talking about it except that the Gates Foundation gave them $140 million, which to Cooper's point is like 50 cents for them. But $140 million can be quite a budget,
Joey,
for an organization.
We need to come up with some crazy idea like that and approach the Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get that.
It's nonsense.
I know he's trying to get rid of all his money before he dies. I don't think that was a great way to do it.
Yeah. So you missed out on that, Jack.
Oh, please. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay. All right. In China. Reuters reports that senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi said on Monday the United States and China would or could work together on issues like climate change and the coronavirus pandemic if they repaired their damaged bilateral relationship. Wang, a Chinese state counselor and foreign minister, said Beijing stood ready to reopen constructive dialogue with Washington after relations between the two countries sank to their lowest in decades under former President Donald Trump. Really? Wang called on Washington to remove tariffs on Chinese goods and abandon what he said was an irrational suppression of the Chinese tech sector, steps he said would create the necessary conditions for cooperation. Okay. Need to wake up to what China's doing with their Belt and Road program. And it's been talked about for years.
Oh, there's...
But essentially, it's not anything new.
No.
It's the old tributary system.
Yep.
And so they're going to invest in things that don't even make money. But it's a brilliant plan. You can set up all sorts of ports all over the South China Seas.
Right.
All around the coast through Indonesia, India, Strait of Hormuz, mm-hmm. into the Mediterranean. Make a lot of money that way. And also as you interconnect the Asian continent with transportation and infrastructure.
We kind of did the same thing with
military bases. If they're doing basic things like, okay, this area needs better infrastructure, say a given area hadn't mm-hmm. developed, fine, that's not a problem. But when it turns into a tributary system where these companies or these countries are now beholden to China, and then China starts to change the rules of the road at the international level, and when we're talking about cooperating on climate change as a global scheme, how do you think that's going to work out? Do you think it's going to be based on, say, basic principles of freedom and justice for all, or is it going to be more a elitist authoritarian scheme? With censorship and crackdowns, and you're already seeing them flex their muscles against Hollywood, against the NBA, and others. Just some examples that come to mind. Well, not to mention that, nothing happened here. We'll cooperate on the pandemic, even though we still don't really understand how it got out into the entire world. But it definitely wasn't that lab.
Right.
We looked into it, and it's fine.
Well, one of the things China does with that roads program is they give you loans that they know you can't pay back. They're fine with you not paying it back because in return, I'm taking some of your best coastal areas or I'm taking some of your best property now, and that's ours. And it's not Chinese individual, Mr. Wang. It's the Chinese government that owns that.
Mm-hmm. Wang, not Wang.
Yeah, my bad. Wang.
272-9228. Let's go to Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, explain your new math to me now.
This new math, well, you can go to, I've already closed, but equitablemath.org, and they had a paper on the anti-racist approach to math instruction, and they said it's racist to emphasize getting the right answer and to enforce students showing their work. We need to come up with creative approaches that place math in a different historical context and allow kids to express how they came up with the idea through painting pictures or drawing pictures or making videos about it. Like, it is gobbledygook in my mind. Like, it is just applying what is known as theory, critical theory, to math instruction. And I think it's nonsense, largely.
To math?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Joyce. I don't know. It sounds like some fake news to me.
I wish.
Go to equitablemath.org. They got $140 million from the Gates Foundation.
Well, you need to send them a proposal. If they do an RFP, send them something.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and this is the deal. I don't talk about this stuff every day, Tiger, because it does sound like, oh, you're just crying over spilt milk, and you know nobody really believes this. But it keeps popping up, keeps showing up. And I ran into the stuff in college going, well, this is nonsense. And now it's like all over the place. All over the place.
Well, I know, man. When I was in college, these guys, Ben Murray, Murray and Herrnstein came up with a book called The Bell Curve. And it was really controversial.
Well, Charles Murray,
they didn't do any independent research. And one of my history professors, John Burroughs, said, go ahead and read it. And it was 850 pages, and I read it. And it was like nothing substantial really in there. They didn't do their own, they didn't do any independent research.
In particular, he got in trouble on the IQ chapter. Murray tried to take another bite at the apple, saying, I didn't intend it to be racist.
Oh, yeah, they did. That's how they...
Well, he did a book just on white America about IQ discrepancies.
Some nonsense. But the thing is, it was basically we're on the side of the bell curve due to intelligence and social programs, because some people are inherently... really, they didn't do any individual.
You're cutting out, Tiger.
Boston. Hey, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there you go. We lost you for a minute.
Oh, okay. But yeah, man, this new math stuff, I'll go and check it out, man. But that's pay that any mind, man.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, my brother.
Later, buddy.
Okay.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You ready to work with the Chinese and Mr. Wang?
In what way, Joey?
On climate change and pandemic response. Wang Yi, he's all about it. It's like, drop the tariffs that Trump put on, and we'll get along with the Biden administration just fine.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he's already started getting along with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't plan to work with them in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy, though.
I plan to bitch about him for the next 4 years. All of them.
272-9228. Let's hit this break. We'll be back.
Ooh, if I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today. 10,000 down, better down, 10 better down, 90 the better down.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. Had a good weekend. Hope you did, too.
Oh, it was a great weekend. You know, it's amazing. If you work at a car dealership, when deer season's over, all of a sudden sickness goes down among your male employees, like 25%. They're all suddenly back at work.
What kind of deals you got going on today?
Hey, a lot of great ones. We've got a 2020 Ram 1500 crew cab for under $30,000, $29,900 for 1500 Ram crew cab pickup truck, or if you or payments as low as $399. And that's a great work truck, well-equipped, 1,500 crew cabs. Or if you want a small work utility, how about a 2021 Jeep Compass Latitude package, which means good equipment, as low as $199, or a Jeep Cherokee Latitude Luxury Edition, payments as low as $299. All going on at Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 300 Eastern Boulevard, or check it out on brubaker.com.
I appreciate the time this morning, sir.
Hey, come in. Ask for me. I'm easy to find.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a frontal system moving through the state today. I think the shower risk will exit the state by early afternoon, and we'll see some improvement later on. Mild day today with a high around 64. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low 36. Tomorrow and Wednesday, two beautiful late February days. I think there'll be a lot of sunshine. The warming trend continues. 67 tomorrow, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Amble. Hi, Norton.
Hi, Norton.
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We already have another call here. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Yeah, good morning. I have a comment regarding the new math and not showing your work. I was driving along the road this morning, and I came up on this bridge and had a warning sign. It said, warning, the engineer who designed this bridge was not required to show his work on the specifications. Should I cross this bridge when I come to it?
Yeah. Well, and you know, engineering is one of those fields that it's if they corrupted, it would be dangerous. At least it's, you know, connected very much to the real world. It's like, does the bridge work or not? Will it, you know, hold this load amount? Is it structurally sound? And you would hope that none of this sort of newfangled postmodern thinking gets brought into those fields, because I'd like my buildings to stand up and my bridges to stay firm.
Well, just another example of our government K-12 education system dumbing it down. So
yes.
When the kids, quote, graduate, they won't even be able to read their high school diploma.
Right, but boy, the graduation rates will go up.
Yeah, you get exactly right. So we'll throw more money at a government system.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, David. It just kind of reminds me of the culture we're in now, just like Coca-Cola announced a few weeks ago. Hey, you got to have a certain amount of diversity if you're going to do business with us. That's a great idea in a perfect world. However, when the crap hits the fan with Coca-Cola, do you think they're going to reach out to the most diverse law firm?
Sorry.
Or are they going to reach out to the one that can save their butts?
It's just a power play.
It's
all it is.
Well, it's just pandering. It's
On the corporate level, it's probably pandering.
And I'm going to quit drinking Coca-Cola.
No sure you are. Look at you.
My Jack Daniels is straight now.
272-9228. Man, it is snowing in New
York. I
know.
You see that, dude?
Yeah. It is coming down out there.
That's the kind of snowstorms I like.
This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. We still got a few days left here in February, right? So that means you as a News and Views listener, but News and Views listeners only, can get 50% off on all those old home videos being brought into the digital future. Old videotapes like VHS, Betamax even, but old camcorder tapes. Why not preserve those memories at 50% off at Dan Black Studios, a great local shop here in town. Dan Black can really get the job done for you, and you know, it can take instruction. You're not looking for the whole reel to be done. You know, these sorts of things. You're looking for this particular part on the tape to be preserved.
Right.
He can do that for you and specialize there. But really, those old tapes don't just collect dust over the years. They deteriorate. They dissolve over time. So take advantage of this deal today. And they're not making the old equipment, the professional-grade equipment.
True.
That transfers a lot of these tapes into the digital format anymore. Dan Black still has some of these, you know, pieces of professional equipment that can actually get the job done, but they're not going to have it forever. So do it now. What are you waiting for? 279-6036, 279-6036 is the number for Dan Black over there at Dan Black Studios. You can also check him out online at danblackstudios.net or go on Facebook, the Book of Faces.
There you go.
Dan Black Studios.
He's got a good site.
Really, and they can do a professional-grade video production from the ground up or edit together raw video footage. Hey, maybe after you transfer those old videos, you find a bunch of footage you like to put together into one big presentation, say for a birthday or an anniversary. He can get the job done for you. So check him out today, folks. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we get back after this quick break.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence
patients using their state-of-the-art Solo Step Track and Virtualis Virtual Reality Rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments here of News and Views on a Monday morning. Tomorrow night, you might want to, you know, take some meth to stay awake for the State of the Union. Or no, I mean Adderall.
Are you giving that advice to Joe?
Somebody.
I mean, he's going to, I'm telling you, he's going to be like, hey, what are we doing? Are we putting a lid on this? What?
You know, and I really am getting through Modern Times by Paul Johnson. And I was at the point where, you know, the World War II's going on. It made me want to sit down and, you know, stop reading and watch something.
Yeah.
So there's a good documentary of World War II in color. It came out in 2019, and there's one section where they talk about during the Blitzkrieg, there were the people are like, how are these soldiers moving nonstop for like 3 days straight all the way to the coast? It's because they had them essentially on meth.
Yeah. Air Force pilots.
Yeah.
It's Navy pilots.
You know, Joe, why don't you learn from the Nazis and just take a little bit so you can stay awake, you know?
He was old enough. He was partying with them back then. I mean, he...
Goodness Jeez. Gracious, this world
Maybe we
should
to. Talk to his doctor.
But then there's going to be a competing speech with Donald John Trump, the former president.
That's right.
Maybe a future president again, speaking at CPAC later in the week.
I kind of like, I mean, I like Donald Trump Jr. as president. I like that idea. But the culture we live in today, I think we got to have his daughter.
Ivanka? Ivanka.
Yeah, there you go. Because, hey, the culture we have today, the next extreme we need, the next turn we need is a female president. No more vice president. We need a female president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was it. That's all I got. You don't think that's going to happen?
No, I'm sure it'll happen actually pretty soon. How long do you think Joe will last? We're going to have a female
Dude,
president.
Dude, we got to start taking bets because we're going to run out of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back bright and early at 9 a.m. for more news and views from 9 till noon. Hopefully, Jack will have a better connection, be feeling a little better tomorrow. But thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Jack. And thank you all for listening. Dan Morris with The Dan Morris Show. He's next.